Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tyce Masich, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Tyce.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bruce.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report Thursday for the period from August 5th to 11th. What have been the highlights over this past week or so?
Yeah, there's been widespread rainfall all throughout the province this past week, which has had unique implications for certain crops. So the northeast part of the province got the most rain, and then the west and south areas have gotten just scattered rainfall. Some areas got some pretty significant rainfall, and others didn't get any at all. So it's been a mixed bag in those areas. But yeah, the rainfall, it's definitely going to help the later seeded crops as they continue to develop pods and fill and whatnot. But it's probably too late for the early seeded crops to really benefit much from the moisture last week.
How is the moisture situation at this point and where? How much variation are we seeing at this stage and where? And how is that actually impacting the crops?
Yeah, so if we're talking in terms of like soil moisture reserves, like over the last couple of weeks, especially this last week with all the rain that the province has been getting, soil moisture levels have increased. So about 11% of topsoil moisture in the province has excess moisture for crop production, but then 75% has adequate moisture for crop production. So soil moisture reserves in most of the province are good for crop production, especially this late in season. The only places that have short topsoil moisture is just a large pocket in the northwest, but the northwest has been dry all year, so that's really not too surprising. And then just kind of pockets in the northeast and southwest have excess moisture, surplus topsoil moisture. So yeah, it's the effect on crop will just depend on where you are and how much moisture you indeed did get.
In terms of harvest, where are we seeing crops coming off at this point? What crops are being harvested? And do we have any indications at this point as to the quality or yields?
Yeah, we don't. We haven't asked our reporters about quality or harvest yields yet. Just harvest hasn't really kicked off in many areas of the province yet. There wasn't much harvest progress made this last week. The last week's report was the first reports we were getting of producers starting harvest, and most of them were in the southwest part of the province where it has been drier this year. But with all the rain that the southwest and the rest of the province, for instance, they've gotten a lot of moisture, which slowed harvest progress this past week. So most of the crops being taken off right now are just winter cereal crops and then some early seeded pulse and spring wheat crops as well.
What have we been seeing in terms of crop losses, either weather related or other problems?
Yeah, there's been a couple of sources of crop damage this past week. So the excess moisture is accumulating in like low lying fields or low spots of fields, which is causing a little bit anywhere from minor to moderate damage to crops in those areas. But then the heavy rainfall in certain areas along with wind has caused some cereal crops to lodge in different areas of the province as well. So those are the environmental factors that are kind of playing a role in crop damage. But then there's also been high numbers of Bertha armyworms in different parts of the province this year. So in the northeast, east central, parts of the southwest, there have been pockets of high Bertha armyworm populations that producers have had to spray for. And then of course continues to be pockets of grasshoppers feeding on crops in different parts of the province, but nothing widespread by any means.
What will we expect to see happening over the next week or so?
It really depends on the moisture situation and how much rain the province gets. In the forecast in my area around Outlook, there's supposed to be some rain over the weekend, but producers over the Most of the province are hoping for warm and dry weather over the next week or two just to dry out crops and help them get to maturity so they can get out in the field and harvest them.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Last thing I'll just say is that even though a lot of producers still aren't harvesting yet, they're just still preparing their equipment, moving grain, and just getting crops desiccated as harvest is right around the corner for them.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Tice Masich, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.